Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the incredible world of running your own AI models locally. No clouds, no subscriptions, just pure power right on your own machine.
I'm so excited for this. So, running an AI on my own computer, my first thought is, why? Aren't the big cloud models like GPT-4 just better?
That's the huge myth we need to bust right away. A few years ago, maybe. But today, not at all. The reasons to go local are massive. First, cost. It's completely free. No API fees, no monthly bills, zero.
Okay, free is a very, very good reason. I'm listening.
Right? Then there are no rate limits. You can run it 24/7 without anyone telling you to slow down. But here's the big one for a lot of people. Privacy. The data never, ever leaves your device. It's completely private.
So, no one at a big tech company can read my prompts? That's actually a huge deal. And it works offline, you said? Like, on a plane?
Exactly. On a plane, in a forest, wherever. No internet needed. Plus, you get complete ownership. You download a version of a model, and it's yours forever. No one can change it or take it away. You can even fine-tune it to create a specialist model just for your own use case.
Fine-tuning. That sounds complicated, but the idea of having a model that's mine is really compelling. Still, are they actually, you know, good? Are they smart enough?
That's the best part. The gap is closing incredibly fast. Open source models, especially from China, have flooded the market. We have 50 times more amazing local models now than just a year ago. On many benchmarks, they're not just catching up to the big closed source ones. They're actually ahead.
Wait, ahead? Ahead of the big guys? I find that hard to believe. Are we talking about models I can actually run?
Yes, I'm talking about models you and I can run on our laptops. The progress in the huge cutting-edge models has kind of stagnated, but the progress in the smaller 20 or 30 billion parameter models is absolutely insane. It's because training them is just so much more efficient.
Okay, I'm sold on the why. Now, how do I actually do it? Do I need some kind of supercomputer like PewDiePie built?
Haha, no, not at all. That's another myth. You can get started with a single GPU, a modern Mac with Apple Silicon, or a decent NVIDIA GPU on a Windows machine. That's it. There are local models of all shapes and sizes.
All right, so the key seems to be this tool you mentioned. Ollama? What exactly is it?
Ollama is absolutely essential. Think of it as your all-in-one toolkit for local AI. It does three main things. First, it's a downloader. It lets you pull down these huge AI model files and stores them safely and efficiently.
Hold on. What even is an AI model file? I just imagine it as magic.
It's less magic and more math. An AI model is basically a giant file filled with billions of numbers, called weights or parameters. These numbers represent all the patterns and knowledge the AI learned from its training data. So when a model has 70 billion parameters, it's just a massive series of numbers.
Wow. So Ollama downloads that file. Got it. What's the second thing?
Second, it acts as the engine. It reads that file, loads all those billions of parameters into your computer's memory, and gets it ready to, you know, think. This is why having enough memory is important.
Okay, you mentioned memory. Is it different for Mac versus a Windows PC?
Great question. Yes, on a Mac with an M-series chip, you have unified memory, which both the CPU and GPU can access. So, your total system RAM is what matters. On a Windows machine with an NVIDIA card, your system RAM doesn't matter as much. It's all about the GPU's dedicated VRAM, a key difference.
Good to know. And the third thing Ollama does?
It's the interface. It lets you interact with the model right from your terminal. And crucially, it starts an API server. This means other apps can connect to Ollama and use the models you've downloaded. It turns your local model into a service for your other tools.
So it's actually easy to get started? Like, what's the command?
It's ridiculously simple. You open your terminal and type Ollama run, and then the model name. That's it. For example, Ollama run GPT-OSS 20B. The first time, it'll download the model, which might take a bit, but but after that, it's instant.
Okay, the terminal is cool for techie people, but I like a nice user interface. Is there something a bit more like ChatGPT?
Absolutely. This is where LM Studio comes in. Think of it as a beautiful, powerful front end for your local models. It has chat histories, performance stats, model switching. It gives you way more data and control than even the big online services do.
So I download my models with Alama and then use them in LM Studio. How do they talk to each other?
Ah, that's a key point. They're kind of separate ecosystems, but there's a clever little tool called Golama, that's G-O-L-A-M-A, that links the models you downloaded with Olama so they appear right inside LM Studio. It saves you from downloading the same 40-gigabyte model twice, which is a lifesaver for your storage.
That is a pro tip right there. Okay, this all makes sense, but now the biggest question of all. With 50 times more models available, how on earth do I choose which one to download?
You look at the benchmarks. There's a fantastic site called Artificial Analysis that constantly updates leaderboards for these models. They break them down by size: tiny, small, medium. For most people, the small category, under 40 billion parameters, is the sweet spot for a personal computer.
And different models are better at different things, I assume.
Exactly. Some, like the OSS models, are great for coding. Others, like Qwen models, might be better at general question answering. You can pick the model that fits your specific needs. It's all about choice.
This still feels a bit like magic. How can my laptop with, say, 32 gigs of RAM run a model that seems like it should require a data center? You mentioned a 120 billion parameter model running on a MacBook.
This is the final brilliant piece of the puzzle, quantization. It's a process that makes the model weights, those billions of numbers we talked about, less precise. It basically rounds them up or down.
Doesn't that make the model dumber?
A little, yes. But here's the crazy part. You can make a model 70% smaller, but it might only lose a tiny fraction of its performance. The space savings are massive, while the capability drop is surprisingly small. It's the ultimate 80-20 rule for AI. It's how we compress a 16-gigabyte model down to just 5 gigabytes.
Wow. So, between powerful open-source models, easy-to-use tools like Olama, and clever tricks like quantization, running a personal AI is actually a reality for almost anyone with a modern computer.
It's not just a reality, it's a revolution. The pace of improvement in the open-source space is breathtaking. We've covered a lot, but this is truly just the beginning. The power is shifting from large corporations to individual users, and it is incredibly exciting. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Goodbye.